Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. It's 8:30, and we are on page 65A at the Mishnah Halacha Gimel. That's how far we got. Okay. We went a little further than we usually do because it was all one in it. Okay. Halacha Gimel. If something is so it does not grow from the ground, so you make shahakal. So what are examples of things that don't grow from the ground? Meat, eggs, cheese. Okay, very good. If you have vinegar or govai is a certain kind of a locust. And novlos are a fruit that's fallen off the tree or the vine before it's ripe. So it hasn't really grown to its full extent. So he says, well, page is spinning a little bit. Amashah kol ne'bevar. So he makes a shahak. Because this is not normally eaten. It can be eaten like that, but these are not good things to happen. Do they say anything over here? In the Mara Fulda, it says Novlos Tamarim Sharach Mashiran Min Kolala Chometz for Novlos for Guvai Aite Kolala Heim Boy. These are a Kolala. Now that's really going on under Yehuda. Yehuda Aimer Kol Shem Min Kolala Aim of Arkalov. So Yehuda says that as long as it's a Kolala, you don't make a bracha on it at all. Hachamim stepped it down one bracha. And Rabbi Huda said, not at all. Now, you know, his footnote says in 17 that it doesn't mean that you don't make any bracha at all, but rather you make a shahakal on something else, and then you eat this food. But, you know, if you look at all the mafarshim here, Rash Cirillo says, Eim mevarchin aleihem klal. Rav Fulda says, Eim mevarchin aleihem. You don't make any bracha. I don't know where... Now, I don't know why they assume this to be Rav Yehuda Shita.
Anything that's worse?
Anything that's a klala. So, I mean, that's what it seems like when you read the Mepharshim here. That if it wouldn't be for the footnote, I would never have known that you make a bracha. Okay, on something else. So you shouldn't make a bracha on these items. Let's take that. That's something we could say for sure. Whether you have to make a bracha on something else, that's totally in. Whether you follow the Mishnah Berurah's quote over here. No, I'm sorry, not Mishnah Berurah, I beg your pardon. Okay. It's a Baruch Tam in Mishnah Sarav. I saw Mishnah. I thought it was Mishnah Berurah. That's not correct. Okay. Let's go to the second page, 65b. So, Echmetz Yeno, his wine turns vinegar. So the right thing to do is to first say a barach dayin hechmas because it's bad news, and bol ochlo if you're gonna come to eat it. So then omer barach shakol nevivro. So this the Pnei Moshe says it very clearly that it's kamash v'landol k'Rabbi Yehuda. This is telling us not like Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says kol shomim kola. You don't make any barach at all, and here it says very clearly you're gonna make a shahakol. So the pshat is we're coming to I guess. Passing like the Tanakam, okay? Raw Govai, if he's seeing, I guess, locusts moving in, not because he sees a locust because he's riding a safer on the windowsill, but he's seeing them move into the town, I guess. So he says, Brach Dain Ha'emes, Bolo Achlan, Omer Shakal Nebevar. Raw Novlos Shinoshro, because that's a result of very strong winds that are blowing the fruit off the trees, which is not a good thing. Unusual winds, obviously. So that again, he would say, okay, so this is Gemara all telling us, simply, we're going to simply text this up that it's coming us to tell us not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay.
Is this
halacha? The dynamis part? I don't know. I was trying to look around over here. I did not see any letters in Ein Mishpat on the side here for this grouping. I had the same question. I don't know. I think it says that whenever there's bad news, you make Baruch Dynamis. So I guess if you're a farmer and you own an orchard full of trees that the fruit gets blown off of it and wasn't able to ripen, but if you're an investor and the stock market goes south, then you make a Baruch Dynamis. I don't know. I find that hard to believe. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, on the bottom, what I did find, he says for a discussion of actual halakha regarding premature fruits, I did look up Reish Beis, Sif Beis, and Sif Tes, but that has to do with just the halakha of making shanakol.
If we hold, as the other Mishnah says in Brachos, Keshem Shem Varechem Ala Toiv, Kachma Varechem Ala Ra, so why isn't Shem Hashem over here?
Why isn't what?
Why isn't Shem Hashem here? It's Baruch Dayan Ha'emes.
It could be that it would include it. I wouldn't make a dyke that you don't say the Shem Hashem.
I think
you would say it with Shem Hashem if you're really going to say the Baruch.
No, you say Tzidduk Adin. That's something.
No. When they do Kriya, you make a bracha. You say the bracha with Shem Malchus. Yeah. Okay. Halacha 4. Ha'ilfan of minim harbei. Yes. Now this is a complex halacha. You're gonna have to hold cup over here. In the siman in Shulchan Aruch is Reish and Aleph. It's called Din Kedima Bebracha Bebrachas Aperis. It can get a little confusing, but let's see if we can figure this out. Ha'il fun of minim harbei. He had many minim in front of him, different types of different species. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, im yesh b'nehem min shiva. If you have one of the seven species, that means the shiva minim peiros and the shtaf of Eretz Yisrael. So alavu mavarak, you make a bracha on those things. In other words, even though there are things in the mixture that you want to eat, and they're more chaviv than those shiva saminim, it doesn't matter. They take precedence because they're in the pasuk. No, do whichever one you prefer. Now, whichever one you prefer is a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim learn the one you prefer, how you decide what you prefer, it's what you usually prefer. Even though now, today, you might prefer a particular one, that doesn't mean anything. Main thing is what you usually prefer. So that will be, that's one sheet. The Rambam holds not like that. The Rambam is chaylik, and he holds one you prefer means right now. If I prefer this right now, that's the chaviv, and that's the one I should make the bracha. Okay? Just to be aware of that, my folks. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, my plea, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, when do they argue? What is the case when they argue? The answer is, when you have in mind to eat bread. Now, what that means is like this. You're beginning a meal. And before the meal, you're going to eat some fruit. I guess so, like a vorspeise, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to call it. So the issue is like this. So since this is one way to learn the Gemara. This is apparently my clock is exactly how to learn it, but let's learn like this. Let me see if I get this right. So, the argument could be made like this. Since you are going to have to rely on Birchas HaMazon anyway to be motzi the bracha achrona, because you're not going to make a bracha achrona on the fruit, on the food that you eat before you wash. You're going to make it by pre-ha'etz, let's say on a date or on an apple, whatever. And then when it comes time to the meal, you're just going to go right into the meal. You're going to make hamotzi, and then you're going to bench. And you're going to use the benching to be motzi you for the bracha achrona, whether it would have been bray nefashos or whether it would have been al ha'etz. But you're relying on benching to be motzi you. So therefore, the chashivas of the Shivas Minim is not Nikaris, because Ha'etz is ha'etz. You know, you look at bar pre-ha'etz on an apple, bar pre-ha'etz on a date, bar pre-ha'etz on a grape. It's all the same bracha rishona ate. It's not nicker from the bracha. When does it become nicker that this is a special min? That's when it comes to the bracha achrona. But if there is no bracha achrona, because we're starting to eat it before the meal, that's what the Gemara is saying. When is there a machlokas? Meaning, when are the Rabbanan going to hold alayz and min sheyirtza? That's if you're eating this before you're about to eat bread. And this is one way to learn the Gemara, okay? The dispute is when you're going to eat bread. Aval ein b'dati lachapas. We're assuming not for now. Okay, hold on. Aval ein b'dati lachapas. But if you're not eating this in the middle as a forshmice, you're not eating it before a meal. Kol am amoidi. Then everybody agrees. Even the Rabbanan are going to agree in that case. Shem yesh b'nei min shiva alavam avarch. Then if you have the min shiva, then you're going to make a bracha on the min shiva. Why? Because like we just said, since it's the keres of the chashivas of the shivas min, by virtue of the fact you're going to make an alayitz afterwards, so then they'll also agree. That's the way we're going to learn it now. Yeah? Questions?
Yes. Yeah, so when you say you ate a date, you washed and you ate and made a mochi, and you ate a
Tom Brady,
and you ate first, and you ate the apple. And I guess that's the way that you can tell.
But also,
the sheep is whichever one you do first.
Well, that's a machlokas. Going to the Rabbanan, you could do whichever one you like better first. Even if it's not one of the Shivas Minim, you could do that one first, right? Correct.
So then, when you're benching after the bread,
mm-hmm.
you say a separate.
No, there won't be any bracha. You're going to be yotzei your bracha achrona with the benching. So therefore, so that's why they're up on a hold. You can make it on whichever one you like. Because anyway, you're not going to make an al ha'etz afterwards because you're going to rely on the benching. So it's not nicker from the bracha. Both are bari pri ha'etz. It's not nicker from the bracha rishona. Which one is more choshev? So therefore, you can do whichever one she yirtza. At least when she yirtza. Well, you have to decide chashivas to decide the order. Okay, so you're asking because of bracha shena tricha. That's what you're asking. Oh, see what he's saying? Whenever it's true, that's the rule. That's the rule. Whenever something is going to require bracha toch hasuda, it's no problem making it before the suda. That's the rule. Well, if you're going to drink a cup of soda, you know, before the meal, so you're right. You're going to have to make a shahakal during the meal. So what do you make your shahakal for? Just wash and then drink your soda. But if you're talking about a peri, that yeah.
Like we go to today, like a wedding, and we go to the shvorin first, and they have fruits. I mean, that would be that scenario.
Shmorg is, let's not talk about shmorg right now. You're right, 100% there's fruit there. There's a lot of other stuff there. The best thing is the people who set up a plate, a washing station before a shmorg. Anybody that goes to a shmorg, that's the best thing. The best thing is to wash, and that way you don't have any problems with brachas and changing the kaimas. You're going from one room to the other room, and you have esach hadas. You think you're not going to eat anymore. I had enough. Then you go to the other room, and all of a sudden you didn't have enough. All kinds of problems over there. Let's not talk about the shmorg. Shmorg is a separate. Yes. Taking it first shows Hashibas, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's correct. But that's not. But what he's saying is throughout the Rabbanan held that wasn't enough. Rabbanan held that had in order for it to really show Hashibas, it has to be that for the bracha achrona it's nicker. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. Okay. Let's see. What did I say? Yeah.
What's the svara behind that?
What's the svara behind what?
That it has to be nikkur by bracha by the bracha chron.
Why should
that make the difference? Why is that dispositive of the issue for purposes of the bracha up front?
That's the chacham treatment. Let's continue a little bit more about this, because I want to read you what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and just to show you how far it goes. Amar Baba Tzach Levarach L'Sof. Now, he disagrees with the assumption that we just made. We just made an assumption. That's what you said. We just made an assumption that you're not going to have to make a bracha achrona before the meal, that you'll make a bracha eitz on the date. You won't make a bracha achrona, and you'll go right into the meal. Rav Abba is saying, no, tzach levarach b'sof. He disagrees, right? He disagrees with... what's his name? Rabbi Shul Malevi. See, he disagrees with Rabbi Shul Malevi. Let's see. Can we see this inside anywhere? Or is the Gemara going to speak it out exactly? I think the Gemara is going to actually speak this out. Yeah, the Gemara is going to speak it out right away. So Amar Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara says it. Hadon de Rabba, meaning Rabba, we just quoted this teaching of Rabba, fleeing all the Rabbi Shul Malevi. This obviously argues on Rabbi Shulman Levi. The Rabbi Shulman Levi, Omar Maplig, Rabbi Huda Barabbanon, the Sahib of the Lacha Pass, that one, they argue only when you're going to eat bread. Meaning, that's just what you're right. Avalam ain't but that's the Lacha Pass, but if you're not going to eat bread, Kolama Maide, everybody agrees. Yesh Benahim, Min Shiva, Allah, you're going to make a Bracha Rachrona. But Omar, Rabbah and Rabbah comes and says, "Tzach levarach l'sof." He's saying you're always going to have to make a bracha achrona before the meal, so it's always going to be nicker. So obviously they argue. Okay, so there here you have the machlokas whether you have to make a bracha beforehand or not. I'll just mention one variation here, which I think is kedai to know about. That let's see here. He points out the following interesting anomaly. Bread is always the one that is supposed to be the most kosher, right? So the fact that you're making a bracha on an appetizer before you make a bracha on the bread, you've already violated the rule of kedima, right? That was your name. So in other words, in terms of what comes first. So as far as kedima, since they're not as bracha shem tzrich, as kedima. So as kedima, bread was the most kosher to begin with. So when an appetizer is eaten before the meal, the blessing on the bread is postponed until the appetizer has been consumed, since in this case, the seventh species rule is anyway, in any event, not being followed. So that's why the rabbi said, that's why the Chachamim said that you don't have, you could do it all Yisim Shiyirza, because you're anyway violating the rule. In other words, they agree with Rabbi Yehuda. You're right, there is a precedence. But we're anyway not following the precedence because we're not making the bracha on the bread. So that's why Rabbi Shlomo Levi said that when you're going to eat bread, that's when they have the machlokas. This is just another variation, which I think it's kedai to know that variation. Okay. Yesterday we spoke about whole breads and part slices of bread. As far as whole fruits is concerned versus half a fruit, I mean, I could just tell you my Rav that I saw my good chaver, Rav from Beer Blatt. He came to my house and I saw him. I gave him an apple and he put his hands on the apple. And he sliced the apple partially down. He made sure to hold the apple so it was whole at the time he made the bracha. So I mean, I just have a Maisa Rav. I don't know whether you know where it comes from, but maybe there's a you know of Briyaso by bracha also. I don't know. No, I don't know. Personally, I have no idea. Okay, now we're on 66A. Before we go, I just want to read you just the two dais in the Shulchan Aruch and Reish and Aleph, just real quick. So the Reish and Aleph, it's the Kedima of Brachas, so it says, if you have a large group of fruit and they're all the same bracha, everything is by praise, for instance. And there's from the Shavas Minim. So even though it's not Chaviv, doesn't matter, do the Shavas Minim. If there's no Shavas Minim, then do the Chaviv. Now, if it's not the Brachas Shavas, in other words, you had a Hadama, you have, for example, what's Hadama?
Strawberry.
A strawberry. Oh, you have a strawberry and you have a date. So you have Shivas Minim and you have a non-Shivas Minim, but the brachas are not Shavos. And you love strawberries. So it says over here, Ein brachas in Shavos, afilu yesh v'amim in Shavos, k'gain tznon v'zayis. It gives the example of a radish and an olive. Ezer em she'yirz yakim, afilu ein l'chaviv. You could do whichever one you want, even if it's not chaviv. I made up the example wrong. Even if you don't like strawberries. Since they don't have the same bracha, it's you could do whatever one you want. You don't have to eat something in a certain order. You're going to eat both of them. You could, but the first shita in the machaber says you do not have to. You don't have to make a specific choice. Whatever you want. Then the machaber says yei shomim. The Mishnah Berurah and the Ber Halacha says he doesn't know why the machaber writes yei shomim, because usually yei shomim is a secondary shita. Here he goes and he lists a whole slew of people that hold like this Yeshomim. He's not sure why the Mechaber wrote this B'Shem Yeshomim. Well, that's a side note. Shagam b'zeh tzarech l'hakdim ha-chaviv. But even in this case, if it's chaviv, you have to be marking the chaviv first. Nikra chaviv, this first sheet that the Mechaber holds, what's called chaviv? Hamin sh'ragil hios chaviv alof. The one you usually is your favorite. Afilum ato chavetz min ha-asheni. That's Sif Aleph. Then in Sif Beis, he quotes the Shitas HaRambam. But the Rambam writes, "Mahayu min echad chaviv lo yoser min bein shemechad sein shavas bein sheinu shavas." If one is a preferred min, whether it's the same bracha or not the same bracha, whether there is shivas minim, whether there isn't shivas minim, it doesn't matter. The Rambam writes, "Hamin hachaviv lo oz ba'osa shah." Is the main thing. Main thing is what's most chaviv to you right now. So he argues on two fronts. Chaviv means right now. Two, it doesn't make a difference whether it's brachas or shavas or not shavas. Rambam shita is you always go bustle the chaviv, even if there is shivamim.
Is there a Ramadan?
Okay. Nope. No Ramadan here. That's Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. And the Taz holds. All bets are off here since it's such a big machlokas. Whatever way you do is good. Whatever way you first up is good. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to agree with that. I didn't show the Mishnah Berurah to see how he holds, but you know, this is the I hear that. I hear the Rambam very strong. You know, I like it. You know, I want this right now, and therefore this is going to be the most harsh of a bracha I can make, is what I want the most. Remember, it says that you're supposed to fast Erev Pesach. Why? Because so that when you eat the matzah, it'll be hiter mitzvah. The Rashbam speaks out. It'll be hiter mitzvah. Why was hiter mitzvah? We hear tasty that there's a connection between wanting something and calling that a hiter mitzvah. The answer is, yeah, that is a hiter mitzvah. If you want to eat something, it's more kosher. Okay, let's move on. Lo Berach. So now we're clarifying Rabbah's reasoning. Again, Rabbah said what? Let's not forget. The boss said that you have to make a bracha after that you eat the four spice, right? So he says, "Lo beirach." The ball holds. You have to insert the words. If it were true, this is an insertion. If it were true that you do not recite a bracha afterwards, a bracha achrona on the appetizer, but you rely on brachas hamazon, then you would have to hold, listen to this logic, naset feilo, that you obviously hold that the fruit that you're eating before the meal became tafel to the meal itself, to the lechem. And the rule would be that you don't recite a blessing on the appetizer before eating it either. I mean, Now, it is a little strange. Usually what this would mean, normally it would mean that it would take on the bracha of the Iker. So maybe he would hold you make hamotzi. Not sure exactly how to touch this up. The Rishami may have a strange approach to this rule. I'm not 100% sure. The Snina Tamon. Anyway, he quotes the famous Mishnah. That whatever's Iker, you make the bracha on the Iker, and it discharges the blessing on the subordinate food. So you surely agree, let's just read the English here, that one recites a prior blessing upon the appetizer. Everybody agrees. In other words, he's asking your question. Because of course everybody's going to say, you make a bracha before you eat the appetizer. You're going to make ha'etz. Obviously, you don't hold its tuffle to the meal. Okay? So it follows that you must therefore make a bracha achrona on the food. He's giving a svara behind Rabba's statement. Okay. Now, hadog gerizmasah is this thing. It is salad, contains beans, walnuts, and dates. Rav Yomi b'shem Rabbani, he said, mevorach al tumasa, you make a blessing over the tormus, which is the, is that the beans? That's the beans. So you, and that'll patra the other ingredients. So in other words, it's interesting. So the walnuts and the dates are bari pri ha'etz. The beans are bari pri ha'adama. So you're going to make a bari pri ha'adama, and by so doing, be motzi. It's like the Mishnah said, if you make a bari pri ha'adama on brachas, on peros ha'etz, you motzi the ha'etz. Here, l'chachila, you're going to do that because there's no reason to make a bari pri ha'etz and a bari pri ha'adama. You can just make a bari pri ha'adama and be motzi with one bracha, all the fruit. That's what he's saying over here. Amr of Levi al Shem al Tigzal Dol ki dalhu, which is very interesting usage of this.
Why don't we give chashivas to the date?
Hold on a second. I just want to say the chat over here. One second. Maybe in the English he says it better. Seven. So the tormus, when judged in and of itself, is inferior to the other ingredients because it's naturally bitter. It must be cooked extensively. Nevertheless, since it's the primary component of the salad, it's the one on the what you must place the bracha. So do not rob the impoverished one. His teaching, although turmis is inherently an impoverished food, you shouldn't rob it of its deserved blessing. Yeah, I mean, it's just an interesting rule. What were you asking? So you were asking, so it must be because in this salad, in this salad, obviously, the tormus is the ikker. So, therefore, we're quoting this rule. Okay? I could don't change b'dat l'chopas, l'chopas b'dat l'chopas, lo b'dat. So, this is only we had a mind to eat bread. Otherwise, then this ruling, it would not apply. Why wouldn't it apply? So, it says over here, since the grisma will require an after blessing, it includes a component that is of the seventh species, calls for a main shalosh. So you recite the blessing over that component. In other words, again, here's an example where we're using the bracha achrona to determine which one we're going to make a bracha on beforehand. Which, as long as it's going to not have a bracha achrona, we can rely on the benching. So we'll make a bari pri adama on the tormus. Yeah. So, I mean, he says over here that I mean, I never heard of this before, but I heard of some of it, but over here he seems to be saying that when you make an alha eitz on the dates, that's motzi, the bari nefashos bracha that you'd have to make on the beans. I never heard this before. That seems to be the rule over here. And on that basis, you should make a bracha on the dates first, because you're going to have to, since you're going to have to make a bracha, an Allah eats, Piyah eats afterwards, and that's going to be all you're going to say, because that's going to be moitzi automatically, the bracha fashas on the beans. So therefore, beforehand, you'll also make a bracha eats. Okay. You wanna stop here? Or you wanna keep going? Wanna stop here? Yeah. Okay. Stop here.